Herein, Krishna explains the determination that is required to be successful in spiritual life. Factually, determination is the basic substance for success in any field of life.
Om apavitra pavitra va sarvavastam gato pi va ya smaret pundarikaksham sa bhaya yantara suchi sri vishnu sri vishnu sri vishnu.
Purified or unpurified, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified from within and without. On this most auspicious and sacred of all holy days, the appearance day of the Yuga Avatar, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have come together to make a sacrifice of our lives at his lotus feet. For the lotus feet of the Lord represent approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a spirit of utter humility and devotion, in a mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. It is through this process of bhakti or devotional service that we become purified. When Krishna is pleased upon us, that is the means of our purification. And there is actually no other means. It is not through any mechanical process that our hearts can be purified to that degree where our original spiritual nature is revealed. That can only take place by the causeless mercy and the sweet will of Krishna. Therefore, the path of bhakti is the only means by which our original consciousness can be awakened. By pleasing Krishna through our words, through our actions, through our thoughts, through our very life, that is the ultimate perfection of life. The Bhagavatam explains, whatever our occupation or duty may be, if we are not pleasing Krishna, then it is all simply a waste of time. Samsidhir haritoshanam. That is the only true goal of life, to please Krishna. On this day, Gaur Purnima, Lord Krishna personally descended into this world out of his infinite love for every living being personally to reveal the means and path by which we can please him and perfect our lives. One time his divine grace Srila Prabhupada was asked, what pleases you the most? And his response was, when you love Krishna. The path of bhakti is not based on material considerations. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Krishna prema indiscriminately to everyone and anyone, without the slightest consideration of one's qualifications or disqualifications. If one simply had the sincerity and willingness to dedicate their lives to try to please him by following the regulative principles, by chanting the holy names, and by humbly serving the Lord and his devotees, the Lord was ready to give the highest treasure of the ultimate perfection to all. So human form of life is especially and specifically for this purpose: purification. It is not meant to build a big and wonderful empire with many family members and a nice place of residence, because the animals are also doing this in their own way. Human life is specifically meant to engage in those activities that will purify our mind and purify our heart. And we should never deviate from this path for even a single moment. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bija. After wandering through the 8,400,000 species of life, when the soul finally comes into this human birth, when he is most fortunate, when God gives him the greatest and most special opportunity, that soul is directed to the spiritual master. The spiritual master is that humble servant of his guru, of the whole parampara of spiritual masters, who repeat the word of Krishna through their life and through their words. When we inquire from the spiritual master submissively, with a strong determination that at all costs my life will be dedicated to the fulfillment of his instruction, then we actually become a disciple. This initiation ceremony we are about to perform is a very formal, important stage in our spiritual advancement. When we take lifelong vows before Guru and Krishna, before the Vaishnavas, the sacred fire, and all the wonderful acharyas of the parampara. But taking the vows is not the perfection of our life, nor is it the means of our perfection. The means of our perfection is to follow the vows carefully that we take throughout our life. And that is why Srila Prabhupada explained, initiation means the beginning of our spiritual life. It is not that we have attained our goal. We are taking the vows, and by keeping those vows carefully, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we will achieve the perfection of life. Real initiation is within the heart. When we approach the spiritual master and our Guru Parampara, willing to inquire submissively. Submissively means, I do not know. Sanatana Goswami was the greatest, most learned scholar from the highest birth. He was very, very reputed and respected and had tremendous wealth. But when he came before his spiritual master, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presented himself as fool number one. I do not know anything. With straw between his teeth, he prayed, I do not know who I am. I do not know where I am coming from or where I am going, or why am I suffering the threefold miseries of material existence. I do not know God. If I knew God, I wouldn't be in the illusion I am in. please instruct me. This is submissiveness, humility. We hear. When we hear from the spiritual masters, we should be feeling the desperate need within our hearts to drink that nectar. It is a matter of spiritual life or death whether I accept and understand this divine message. And Krishna also says we must render service. The disciple should always be the humble servant. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he approached his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, he inquired submissively and accepted the position of the most menial servant to clean his vessels, to serve him with his hands, and to carry out his instruction. This is the actual meaning of initiation. It is not just a formality. When we make this vow with a determination to keep it throughout our life, let death come, but let us not break this vow. And if we have this type of sincerity, then we will actually get the real mercy of Guru and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada has so kindly brought the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to every continent in the world. And it is by his incredible sacrifice of pure compassion that every single one of us here today are receiving this most priceless, matchless gift of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada always explained in his own words that he was simply repeating the words of his spiritual master. That may sound like a very simple thing. On one level it is. But to perfectly repeat the words of your spiritual master means to have no false ego. It means to be a genuine, transparent via medium of the disciplic succession. Through Srila Prabhupada, all of the mercy, the grace, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the personality of Godhead, who also received initiation from Ishwara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, Madhvacharya, Vyasdev Brahma, Vyasdev Narada, Brahma, and Krishna. When we hear from the spiritual master, we are hearing the conclusive essence of the mercy of all of these great people. When we serve our spiritual master, we are serving the lotus feet of the whole Guru Parampara and ultimately Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And therefore it is declared in the Shastra, one should not receive any mantra that is not coming through the pure chain of disciplic succession. And it was this most exalted opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has given all of us in this world. On this day of initiation, it is my greatest pleasure to humbly attempt to offer all of your lives at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. It is my great fortune that I am being allowed to be the humble servant of your servants. And on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara, teach you their pure teachings. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi. When the Guru is pleased, Krishna is pleased. When the Guru is displeased, there is no way in the 14 worlds that you can possibly please Krishna. This is the eternal truth that Krishna Himself has revealed to all of us. So today is a very serious day. We should take these vows extremely serious. Those of you who are taking first initiation, to follow the four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating. And to chant a minimum of 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every single day for the rest of your lives, without diversion. And to be the servant of the Lord, and give our lives together in unity to serve this great mission of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For those of you who are taking second initiation, Brahminical Diksha, you will be receiving the Gayatri Mantras, and we are taking vow, sincere vow, to reconfirm the vows we have taken in first initiation and to further behave in an exemplary way as Brahmins, to be true leaders of society. It is a very, very deep responsibility upon all of you. So please take it very seriously. It is also a joyful day, because without taking these responsibilities, we cannot purify our hearts. It is a day of offering our lives like flowers at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. And our hearts should be unlimitedly grateful. And we should express our gratitude by our willingness to humbly serve under all conditions of life. In this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has taught the Yuga Dharma. Through carefully, attentively chanting the holy names of Krishna, we can cleanse our hearts and bring about the awakening of the eternal blissful love within us. Therefore, the very essence and basis of our lives is to live in such a way that the holy name of Krishna is always foremost, and service to the Vaishnavas is never forgotten. Lord Chaitanya taught, these are the two essential principles by which following our lives become pure: the chanting of Krishna's holy names and service to the Vaishnavas. by following the six loving exchanges explained by Rupa Goswami, we can actually enter into the domain of transcendental life in the association of Vaishnavas. And the association of Vaishnavas is ultimately directed toward working together in perfect unity and harmony, putting aside our own egos, our own likes and dislikes, trying to please one another, encourage one another, to bring about a type of unity by which together we can assist Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas in spreading the glories of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Krishna. So the 10 offenses against about the chanting of the holy name are as follows. First, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Second, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Third, to disobey the orders of spiritual master. Fourth, to blaspheme the Vedic scriptures or scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Fifth, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be an imagination. Sixth, to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. Seventh, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Eighth, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karmakanda. Ninth, to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. And tenth, to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions in this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, Krishna Prema.
We should chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Carefully guarding against these 10 offenses. And by doing so, we will make great, great progress in our spiritual advancement. My very sincere and humble prayer is that Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas shower upon all of you their most affectionate blessings to protect you and guide you for all eternally on the path of devotional service. Thank you very much.